Gidhara Ramadhar By chanting this Maha Mantra, you can please the Lord. This is the absolute nature of the Maha Mantra, and ensure happiness that can be chanted without limitation. Rupa Maharaj was always absorbed in thinking of the lotus feet of Lord Krishna. His heart was always full of Krishna. When the two confidential servants of the Supreme Lord, who were named Nanda and Sunanda, approached him, smiling happily, Dhruva stood with folded hands, bowing humbly. They then addressed them as follows. Important this verse, the word Pushkaranaba Samatha was significant. Krishna, or Lord Vishnu, was known for his lotus eyes, lotus navel, lotus feet, and lotus palms. Here he is called Pushkaranaba, which means the Supreme Personality of God, who has a lotus navel. And Samatha means two confidential or very obedient servants. The materialistic way of life differs from the spiritual way of life in that one is disobedient, the other is obedient to the will of the Lord. All living entities are part and parcel of the Supreme Lord, and they are supposed to be always agreeable to the order of the Supreme Person, that is perfect oneness. In the Vishnu world, all the living entities are oneness and with the Supreme Godhead because they never defy His orders. Here in the material world, however, they are not sammata agreeable, but always asammata disagreeable. This human form of life is a chance to be trained to be agreeable to the orders of the Supreme Lord. To bring about this training in society is the mission of the Krishna Consciousness Movement. As stated in Bhagavad Gita, the laws of material nature are very strict. No one can overcome the strict laws of material nature. A one who becomes a surrendered soul and agrees to the order of the Supreme Lord can easily overcome those stringent laws. The example of Dhruva Maharaj is very fitting. Simply by becoming agreeable to the order of the Supreme Personality of God and by developing love of Godhead, Dhruva got the chance to personally meet the confidential service of Lord Vishnu face to face. What was possible for Dhruva Maharaj is possible for everyone. Anyone who very seriously engages in devotional service can obtain, in the course of time, the same perfection of the human form of life. Nanda and Sunanda, the confidential associates of Lord Vishnu, said, "Dear King, let there be all good fortune unto you. Please attentively hear what we shall say. When you were only 5 years old, you underwent severe austerities and were thereby greatly satisfied the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Prabhupada, what is possible for Dhruva Maharaj is possible for anyone. Any 5-year-old child can be trained, and within a very short time, his life will become successful by realization of Krishna consciousness. Unfortunately, this training is lacking all over the world. It is necessary for leaders of the Krishna consciousness movement to start educational institutions in different parts of the world to train children, starting at the age of 5 years. Thus, such children will not become hippies or spoiled children of society, rather they can all become devotees of the Lord. The face of the world will then change automatically." Translated, Dhruva Maharaj saw two very beautiful associates of Lord Vishnu in the plain. They had four hands and a blackish bodily luster. They were very youthful. The eyes were just like reddish lotus flowers. They held clubs in their hands and they were dressed in very attractive garments with helmets and were decorated with necklaces, bracelets, earrings. So here we have a description of the associates of the Lord. The vehicle descended. And then Dhruva saw these two persons who were called Nanda and Sunanda, who are associates of the Lord in Vaikuntha. And that was evident because they had four arms and they looked very similar to Vishnu. So they came from the spiritual world to speak to Dhruva at this time. So then they begin speaking to him. And they greet him and they start reciting his history, how he was, as a young boy, he had the good fortune to satisfy the Supreme Lord, and the Supreme Lord appeared before him. So this is the actually the conclusion. The whole goal of the jiva is to live with the Supreme Lord. And we see that though Dhruva initially simply wanted a kingdom, when he saw the Lord, then he understood that the real goal of life was completely different. So, though he had to rule the kingdom for 36,000 years, nevertheless, finally, he achieved that goal of association with the Supreme Lord. So to introduce the Supreme Lord, his two servants come. Just as Krishna has his associates in Vrindavan who are very close to him, so the Supreme Lord also has associates who are close to him and act as his messengers, etc. So Nanda and Sunanda here act as Vishnu's messengers to take him to the spiritual world. So previously, Dhruva saw the form of Vishnu. So it must be assumed that as a child he was worshipping that particular form under the instructions of Narada Muni. And then the Lord appeared. So similarly now, the object of his worship will appear before him as Vishnu also, since that was his particular sadhana from childhood. So he got to see the Lord previously, and now again he will see the same Lord with four arms in the spiritual world. So this is the general procedure. According to the worship, we attain that particular result. So if one worships Vishnu, one will attain Vishnu in the spiritual world. If we worship Narasimhadev, then we attain Narasimhadev. And if we worship Krishna, then we attain Krishna. So according to the particular form that we concentrate on and we have devotion for, then we attain that particular form in the spiritual world. And the principle behind that is, as you surrender unto me, I respond accordingly. So if we develop attachment for a certain form of the Lord, that particular form of the Lord appears before the devotee. Because there are so many varieties of jivas, they will all have particular preferences. So they will worship different forms of the Lord. And one reason for the various forms of the Lord is to satisfy different types of devotees. So we have unlimited forms of the Lord because we have unlimited forms of devotees. And those devotees are satisfied with a particular type of worship and a particular form of the Lord. Therefore, the Lord appears in that form for them. So we have a list of all the different avatars, and particular devotees are attracted to that particular form, and they worship that form, and the Lord appears in that form for them. So all of these forms are eternal in the spiritual world, and they have the particular devotees. So here we have, this is in Swayambhuva Manvantara, when generally everybody worships the Vishnu forms. Though of course we do have Matsu and Purma and others appearing in this period also. The most famous form is the Vishnu form. So Dhruva saw a particular form of Vishnu called Prishnigarbha. The Lord appeared as the son of Prishni, so that form appeared before Dhruva. Now he is about to receive the mercy of the Supreme Lord. And first of all, his servants, who also have four arms, come to introduce him to the spiritual realm. So in this way, he attains his perfection finally. So this is part, of course, the Leela of the Supreme Lord, the particular plan. Through this Leela, we get the pole star named after Dhruva Loka, after Dhruva. Dhruva, of course, means fixed. So as a child, he was fixed in worshipping the Lord, and then he attained the planet which was fixed. So as long as the universe is there, that particular planet remains in that particular place, and all the other stars in the universe are revolving around that North Star. So he obtained that particular planet named after him, and with the same signification, it means very fixed. And of course, when pralaya takes place, then he goes to spiritual world, Vaikuntha. And of course, in Dhruva Loka also, he would be in association with the Supreme Lord. So in this way, he attained perfection of association with the Supreme Lord. So though the aspiration of the devotee is simply to do bhakti or service to the Lord, that service is perfected in association with the Lord. The devotee does not demand that, and therefore the devotee says, whether it's heaven or hell, I will always serve you. But the real perfection of that is finally meeting with the Lord. So therefore, the Lord arranges for the devotee to serve him personally. And that therefore we have devotees in the spiritual world. So those devotees are in the material world. Eventually the Lord puts them in the spiritual world. And that way their service is perfect. They can serve the Lord in his association. Periodically, there may be separation, but generally, the perfection is to finally meet the Lord. So that we see, of course, in the example of separation from the Lord. In Krishna's pastimes also, Krishna leaves Vrindavan and goes elsewhere, but then he returns. And that is the perfection when he returns. Or if Krishna goes into the fields in the daytime, he is separated from Nanda and Yasoda, but he returns in the evening, and that creates great satisfaction for them. So that meeting the Lord and associating with the Lord is the most satisfying experience. And therefore, the Supreme Lord arranged for that for Dhruva. And so here he sends Nanda and Sunanda to take him to Dhruva Loka. Well, apparently it was already there at the Normandy crater at that time. I think it was there previously also. But he gave Dhruva rulership over that planet. I believe so. It doesn't say he created it. He just takes them there. Yeah. It is similar because the Supreme Lord is also there with him. No, there are so many stars in different spheres. But they are not permanent.
Moving. Prahlad is considered to be much more advanced devotee than Dhruva. But he did not get Prahlad. Because he was right from birth, from the womb itself, he was devotee. He had the.
Well, I don't know if it's considered, he's considered superior. Looking for your Bhagavatam, maybe it tells whether he's superior or inferior or whatever.
Go. Thank you.
Very, very good.
ஆமா ananda is not.
ஆன்லைன்
ஆன்லைன்